to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, welcome back. Joining us for this segment is our very own Chew on This co-host, New York Times bestselling author Kimber Nguyen. If you think you're being healthy and losing weight means having to give up the things you love, like pies, breads, and cookies, today you're in for a very pleasant surprise. Here to share her new book, Skinny Bitch Bakery, Kimber Nguyen, and here's Dr. David Friedman.
Kim, hello, congratulations there on your latest book.
Thank you so much.
It's great. It's exciting. I mean, you're known as the vegan voice and poster child of whole food, sugar-free, healthy eating. Now, those topics don't usually mingle well when it comes to baking. Share how your book stays true to being healthy while still satisfying that sweet tooth.
Well, you know, taste is so big for me because I just naturally love desserts. I love to bake. I love to eat what I bake. But it's also about being good to your body, being good to the environment, and trying to, you know, use the right kind of product. So I just thought it would be great so that people would have resources where nowadays there's, you know, food allergies and, you know, parents just wanting to omit certain things from their children's diet or whatever the case may be. It's just important to let people know that there's alternatives out there and you can use those alternatives and still have such great desserts, and I want them to taste normal. I don't want people to eat something and say, oh yeah, this does taste vegan. I want them to say, this tastes fantastic. So that's what I've done, and I devoted a whole cookbook just for desserts.
That's awesome. What are some recipes that readers can look forward to seeing in the book?
So I want to stay true to all the things that I loved when I was growing up. So I've included some pies, because they're easy, they're so mouth-watering, delicious, and, you know, it's one of those things that once you learn how to make a pie crust, you're good to go. So I've got, like, blueberry pie, a cherry pie, a chocolate pudding pie, and these are things that, you know, a lot of people think, when you think vegan, of course you should be going to these fruit pies. They're so easy to make. I've got tons of cupcakes because that's one of my favorites, and I've done a kind of a rendition of the old ding-dongs that you used to get at 7-Eleven with all the gross preservatives and stuff. But these are fresh. They've got some filling inside the middle. They're so great. I've got pound cakes, and I've got just tons and tons of cookies. I've got baklava. I have some breads in here as well. I have a cupcake that's sort of like a cross between a donut and a cupcake. It's so good. Blueberry muffins, hazelnut cookies, lemon glaze cookies, rosewater cheesecake cookies, just really fabulous desserts. So it's decadent.
Yeah, you just mentioned my favorite when you started talking, all of them.
Yeah, exactly. See, they're all things that you're going to grab people from, you know, they all say, oh my God, that was my favorite, or I love that. So there's so many great desserts in here, and they're so easy to make.
Now, one item that people use for baking is milk. What have you found to be a good alternative to dairy?
Well, the great thing is there's so many things nowadays, and with milk, it's even easier than ever. There's almond milk, and there's soy milk, and there's rice milk, and each one of those can be used interchangeably. I always use almond milk because, to me, that just kind of tastes the most neutral. There's Earth Balance butter is the most amazing substitute, and that's pretty much in every recipe that I have as well. It's, you know, not your usual margarine that you know, had growing up, but it's a really great butter substitute. People that normally don't eat that, you know, don't eat vegan and they've never tried Earth Balance, I make my food that way and they love it. They don't, you know, taste the difference. So that's another thing. And the whole egg situation, which people think it's very daunting, it isn't. You know, you can use cornstarch. That's one of the things that helps bind cookies together. And almond milk with some vinegar, a little teaspoon of vinegar. It kind of curdles a little bit. Don't mean to sound gross, but it does its own business together in there, and that's how I make cupcakes and muffins, and it turns out wonderful.
What about sugar alternatives? Do you use actual sugar in there? I know you don't like artificial sweeteners.
Exactly. So for sugar, I try to stick to the most you know, unprocessed kind. I like using evaporated cane juice crystals, or you can use agave nectar. I kind of like those, and, you know, like a brown sugar or molasses. Those are sort of my favorite. Brown rice syrup is also a really good one as well. Those are my favorite sugars. I don't go for the artificial sweeteners. I don't really dabble in stevia too much for baking. It just changes things a little bit too much. So I kind of try to keep it simple. But, yeah, there's some really great sugar alternatives out there that keep things, you know, tasting really great and fresh, but it isn't your traditional refined sugar.
Right. Now, if somebody hearing this, they say, well, I don't really know a lot about baking. Can they pick your book up and make some of this, or do they have to be a novice?
Oh, this is so easy, and I've made everything really, really simple for, you know, beginners, so that all you have to do is you get a few of the ingredients that most of the stuff you're going to have in your house anyway. But, yeah, I try to keep the ingredients to a minimum, so there's not a ton of ingredients in there, so that it's very simple for everyone to make, easy to follow, and really delicious.
That's awesome. So non-vegans and vegans will enjoy the recipe. It doesn't have to be, the old stigma. Well, no, that's not me, because as you just mentioned, it's pretty much mainstream. People, I bet if you fed all your recipes to the steak and potato guy, he would love it.
And yeah, my husband and my son and the kids in the neighborhood are my taste testers, and all my desserts had to go through them. All the kids approved it. The husbands approved it. My neighbors approved them. So I made sure that, all my non-vegan friends thought these were fabulous. And until that, I got the thumbs up, wasn't going in the book. So tons of people that were non-vegans loved every single dessert in here.
People that are non-vegan, they, in their mind, know that it's healthier. They just don't think it'll taste good. So you may convert people and go, wow, if this is the way that I've been avoiding, I'm going to research and look at other areas of the meals rather than just the bakery. So that's great.
Right, exactly. And hopefully this will, again, just to bring another spotlight onto this way of eating, that it's, there's no cholesterol in any of these dishes. There's not a ton of sugar. There's not a ton of fat. But you're still getting all the flavor, and it hopefully will open up some people's minds to say, this definitely is not what I expected, and it was easy too. So, maybe I can see what other kinds of things these vegans are eating nowadays. So it's good. It's good. I hope people can get a chance to, pick it up, try some dishes, and open their mind a little bit about new ways of eating.
Kim?
Yes.
Why don't you tell people where they can find the book?
Yes, you can go. The book is actually going to be coming out September 24th. So we've got just a month left. So it is going to be out on Amazon. It will be in Barnes & Noble. You can get it on barnesandnoble.com, healthybitchdaily.com. Anywhere books are sold, you can download it on Kindle as well.
Well, that's great. It sounds like such a great book. I'm a cook, and I just love to try new recipes, so it sounds fantastic, and thank you so much. Skinny Bitch Bakery is a wonderful book for vegans and non-vegans, bakers and non-bakers alike. And to learn more about this essential guide to healthy baking, go to healthybitchdaily.com. That's www.healthybitchdaily.com. And be sure and subscribe to her free newsletter and stay updated on all the latest on diet, food, and good nutrition. There's so much more to come on To Your Good Health Radio after the break. Remember, you can download and listen on demand anytime, on the go. Share it with your friends. Put it on your Facebook page. You can download these shows right away and share them with your friends. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned for more To Your Good Health Radio.